got those shutdown orders again. And the big question is, for the church, should we close or should we stay open? And we see the restaurants, and I feel so bad for the owners of the restaurants and the small businesses. I mean, Walmart, Target, the big boy. But you got some of those, even though some of the, they said, look, we survived the first time. We survived the first shutdown. We survived on the takeouts and the home delivery. And we even survived the small dining room, half the dining room filled. But now many of them are saying we can't survive another shutdown. We just can't do it. And they're closing the doors, thousands. I'm sure you've been reading about it. So that's the big question. Do we close or do we stay open? And you know, the thing about it is everybody, if I say we're going to close, with, oh good, I get a break, I need a break faster. Others might say, oh no, church, I just got to go. And I pray you're the ones that would ask you. Did anyone see Pastor Franklin, Jim Franklin's YouTube last night? I put it on Facebook and I said, please watch that. If you didn't, write this down. You can watch it now. But so I'm going to refer to a few of the things that he said. He's a great mouthpiece for us in Central and Northern California as far as politics and for religious freedom in our churches. He is a pastor there in Fresno at Cornerstone. So I think the name of his YouTube program that came on Tuesday night, it was at 7 o'clock, is called Hey, Let's Talk. So just put, hey, let's talk, Jim Franklin, and it should come on. I really want you to take a look at that. So one of the first questions he asked is this. Pastors, I want to ask you, is your church safe to gather in? And I could unequivocally say, yes. Our church is safe to worship in. And it felt so good for me as a pastor to know that you and I did the best we could do to keep everybody safe and provide safety and protection and let everybody feel like they were coming to a safe place against some that didn't like it. Some were okay with it, but whatever. We just had to take care of our own here in our church. So I could say, yeah, we're a very safe church. And you know what's really neat? We have proven that. We proved that. We didn't have one outbreak. No one in the church, we haven't had one case among our body, okay? And we've kept the restriction guidelines. We continued, and we're continuing now. I came in with a mask on. We're going to continue to ask you to wear the mask. So we wore masks. We did safe distancing. We sanitized. We have little sanitizing stations out there. We have a group that came in from Bakersfield and sanitized every single Friday and took all the oxygen out of the room just to make sure chairs and everything was sanitized. Our bathroom, we still require only two people at a time in the bathrooms. The nurseries only. So look, here's my deal. I just don't mind doing that. I didn't mind doing it one bit as long as we could gather together. For me, the big deal was to get us in the house. All right, Gabby, thank you. So anytime you want to say amen with me and stick with me, that'd be great. All right. So it was important to me that we got to come to church. So I could refrain from hugging your neck. I could refrain. Even tonight, I wanted to hug Stacy so bad and Randy, but they just came in on an airplane. Yeah, I don't know how long they've been home, not very long. But it's the first time I've seen them in 3 weeks. Man, I wanted to hug them, but we stood off. Why? Because I just want to get in the house. It's okay. If I don't miss a hug or a shaking of the hand, it's okay, you guys. We're together. We're in the house. So let's gather and respect each other, okay? You know what gets to me is this. While they cry out, no large gatherings. They're not saying a thing about the rioters out there with big gatherings. Okay, does that ever just bother you?
Yes.
That you see the thing burning buildings down, burning churches down? No, you stay out of the church or we will arrest you. You burn a church down and we will defend you. Now that just doesn't add up. And then closing churches and defending those that do that. But shutting the worshipers out and let the prisoners go free. Well, there was a COVID outbreak, so we had to release some of the prisoners. Well, there hasn't been an outbreak in the church. We haven't had any. So we don't have to release anybody. Okay, it's been safe in the house. So here was another question that I thought was full of wisdom that Pastor Jim asked us, and he was asking the governor, should we put the few cases of coronavirus above the many that are coming to church? Should we do that? Mass deaths never took place. They're always wrong on the numbers. Now, you know what? I like that you and I had a little part to do with that in our praying, don't you? Amen. I think we prayed those numbers down. Yeah. And I thank God the mass deaths never took place and the hospitals didn't overflow and didn't fill up. So they were wrong more than they were right. And again, maybe that's because of us. The president comes out and says the reason that there's more cases is because they're doing more tests, but there's less deaths. The gloom and doomers go crazy and think we better keep this fear factor going, lest those people do what they want. So you see how crazy this thing is? Oh, no, no. There are more tests being done, but has anyone heard this, that there's a 94% recovery rate? I hadn't heard that until today. Why keep that kind of secret? I mean, those are some good numbers, less deaths, and yet, okay, facts are so important. Now, if they say deaths or the numbers of cases have doubled, well, what number is that that doubled? Was it 8 and now it's 16? Or was it 2 and now it's 4? Or was it 500,000 and now it's 100? You know, 500,000, now it's 1,000,000. Or was it 100,000? Now it's 200,000. Well, what does be clear? So as far as our churches, there hasn't been an outbreak that I know of in any of the churches. Well, a few churches, but it was the churches that weren't keeping the guidelines. Yeah. Okay, they were hugging, they were shaking hands, they were not wearing masks, there was no sanitizing going on, and it was just a free-for-all. Many of them had to pay serious consequences, and that was very, very sad. But those that were doing our best, we've been very, very healthy. And we should really praise God for that. So let me tell you what we're going to do, church. We are going to stand up for our rights, and we will be open this Sunday. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for that vote. And then Sunday, Wednesday night at 6:30, we'll be open. So we are not going to shut it down. We are going to stay wide open and take our stand. And we are not going to go outside. Okay, do y'all know how hot it is out there? It's from 107 to 110, whatever it is. And we've just got pavement all over and sidewalks.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got no shade. And even if we did, we've got neighbors all around. We are not going outside. We are staying inside. Let the prisoners escape and go out, but we're staying in. Let the rioters go, but we're staying indoors. Amen?
Amen.
So, all right, thank God. And here's what I get concerned about. See, you're hearing small business say, you know, we made it through the first closing, but we can't do it this time. I know what I get afraid of. Maybe I shouldn't use that word, but I think you all know what I mean. I'm just afraid if we do it the second time, we may not get it back. It's hard to get things back and let it go. And so I just don't want to take a chance. And we haven't even got most of our congregation back yet. We've got some back. Not all of you are coming back yet. I know what your reason is. I know reasoning for some who have a low immune system and very ill, or, you know, we can give examples, you know, those that are sick. But you need to come back with us unless you have the virus. I mean, if you're healthy and you're strong, you need to get back in the house.
Amen.
You say, well, you know, I work at the hospital. Well, my daughter works at the cancer center. And she helps sick cancer victims every day walk the back to get the radiation. My son-in-law, fireman, he never even knows what car accident or home he's going into. And yet they've both been safe. I see Gabby sitting here tonight in her scrubs. She's working at a doctor's office there every single day. Many of you are, Kathy's got a care home. You're out there. You're among them. You work for the state. There's just, you know, we're all in different areas. So, and if you don't have virus, no one's going to catch it. So you don't have to protect it from you. Just put the mask on if you want to. Wear the mask. Go and sit down. But as long as you're talking close to someone, I'd wear the mask. That's what I'm doing. But anyway, I will leave that. I think I've said enough and get it. But I do pray that we get all of the church back in the house. Because we need you, and you know what? You need us. You need the house of God. So if you don't have it, don't worry. You're not going to spread it. So you'll be okay. And again, if you check positive, stay home. And if you're sick at all, a sore throat or anything, stay home. I'll let you in on a little secret. Pastor Rick here, our seniors pastor, Rick had a sore throat last Saturday. And he calls and said, Pastor, I'm not going to be able to make it. I've had a sore throat. Well, I called him on Sunday evening. How you doing? He says, well, I'm feeling better, but I'm not quite there yet. Still a little swelling. I said, well, don't come to work tomorrow. No, I'll be fine. You know, I'm in RNA. No, just stay home. So we had him stay home all week just to make sure. Yeah. And I think he's getting a test. You know what? He quarantined, and we made sure it was totally gone before he came back. And you know what? He didn't mind wearing that mask Sunday. He didn't mind. He was protecting himself and protecting people. Now, one thing I want to say, and by the way, you don't have to worry about it tonight. He's a healthy man. One thing that Pastor Franklin's wife, Cindy, said, many of you ladies remember Cindy Franklin that came and ministered to us one night. She said this, and I thought it was so powerful. Now, not to offend anybody, but it probably will. She said, our governor is ignorant. Now, but then she defined the word ignorant, and she said, ignorant doesn't always mean stupid. Okay, ignorant just means you don't know. And she said, he just doesn't know the church. He doesn't know what the church is about. She just meant ignorant in that way. Okay, he doesn't understand that the church is in a battle, a spiritual battle. And we do warfare for people. And we work with mental health. He said that in Fresno County, the Fresno Department of Health said that as long as this goes on, people locked inside or at the lock-in, the longer that happens, mental health goes down. And he said there were over 17 suicides in June, just the month of June, 17 suicides. And he said the number of suicides had been decreasing before COVID, and now it's back up again. So I remember a doctor I was talking to at Sierra View. He was a Christian man, and he says to me, how do you get your mind to rest when you're dealing with all of this all the time? And he says, I go golfing, I do this. But I said, I don't have any golfing or anything like that. And he said, well, he said, we're in the same business. He said, I understand that I work to make bodies healthy, but you pastors work to help people's spirituality and their mind and to stay strong. And that's what the church is here for. The church builds up the spiritual man, that spirit man. And if we can come and get that spirit man, we're going to be a lot better. We're going to be more encouraged. And so I wish I had an amen on. But the glory of God is in the house. Joel said, there is a fountain that flows out of the house. So he just doesn't know. But I will add this about Governor Newsom. He is Nancy Pelosi's nephew, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not kidding you. Look at, I'm going to say it. I am a registered Democrat, but I cannot vote that way. Every leader, when you look at the leaders in New York, they are standing up for these rioters doing those evil things, for shooting innocent victims walking down the street. There's always an excuse for all the evil that goes on. There is no excuse. So we got to stand for the unborn babies. All lives matter. The unborn babies matter. white cops matter, black cops matter, black lives matter, all black lives matter. I'm in trouble for that, but I'm just saying everyone matters. We all matter to God. And so when you see these people that stand for that, you've got to go out and vote this year and vote those people out. Okay? When you have a governor that tries to shut his whole state down and does not care about the small businesses going broke and the churches not having spiritual health and saying you can't sing, who would tell a church you can't sing? Come on, if you support that, then you need to get saved yourself because something is dead wrong. Oh. Listen, Americans are intelligent people. And you know what? We're a sweet people. And we're a giving people. And when they told us to shutter the first time, what did we do? We just shut the doors and went home. We didn't go out. The only ones I saw was my grandbabies, and we went online, and that was not easy, and I hated it.
Yeah.
You stayed home. The essential workers had to go on to work and face the whole thing.
Yes.
And you get to thinking about it. You think, okay, Walmart's open. The hospitals are open.
Yeah.
Costco's open. These places are all open, but the church, which is the safest place, is shut down. Are you kidding me? The church, we can't sing. And they can go out there at Walmart and all these places, and it's just as dirty as can be. And the churches have made it as safe as we can be. And church, we just can't lock the doors this time. We just can't do it. And I think that we said, okay, we did the best we can do, but now we're done. We were patient, but we're not patient anymore. You know, we're up to your schemes. We're up to what you are doing.
Yeah.
And the devil is under it, church. I'm telling you, there is a root to every surface cause. There's always a root. So you cannot protect those things that are going wrong. And I think that you feel the same way your pastor does. We are not willing to listen to their boastings again and their intimidations and their fear mongering. We're just not wanting to hear those lies anymore. We're just not going to do it. I was praying about it this morning, and I was saying, Lord, you know what's going on? And you know what came to my mind? A picture of David and Goliath. And Goliath standing up on the mountain over in 1 Samuel, yelling down his threats to David, or to Saul and all of his men. Standing up there, his threats, and, oh, this is so bad, and I'm going to take you out. And little David went to him in the name of the Lord. And that's all we're doing, church, is going in the name of the Lord and saying, you know what? We are going to stand for our constitutional right. Stand for freedom. And you know what? In America, we can protest.
Yes.
We got the freedom to protest. Thank God for Martin Luther King Jr. That sweet man, he just got out there with his Bible and the Constitution. And everything that man of God did, he based on the word and constitutional rights.
Yes.
His riots were always very peaceful. They were orderly. And he taught a nation so much when it had just been through tough time. And yet these riots are totally wild and totally different. Now, if you look in the Constitution, and you'll see that the right to protest is right there besides the right to worship. They're together. We can worship, we can protest. Is this a protest? They're protesting. Maybe we can protest and just have church. I don't want to call it that because we're not defying our government. But we do have a government on this earth with the kingdom of God. So everyone's got a right to protest. We're with that. But I've got to say, you're safer at the church than we are at your job or at your place of business or your restaurants. We're just safer. So I don't have to say this to you all, obviously, because you're here. But I just want to say, please don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together right now.
Amen.
That's just a dangerous thing to do in this hour.
Amen.
The hour is short. And Becky Fender's a great singer, and she was here a few years ago, and she said this. We're going to backslide. This isn't the time. You should have done it way back there in 1940, but don't do it now. Time is short. And so we cannot first assembling ourselves together because church, listen, we have to come together and we have to keep rank with each other. We have to pray together and we have to trust that each other is praying and reading the Word of God and come together in a house and walk together and love. You know, my mother, daddy, there wasn't always a lot of hugs in our home. You know what? We just lived in our house with love. We always had music and love. Hey, the word, I love you, seems kind of cheap. But no, they just loved us, didn't they, Linda? My sister-in-law's been in my family since I was in third grade. She knew we lived a love in our home. And that there wasn't a whole lot of hugging, kissing, and things going on there. So, you know, who can shut our doors? Church, there's only one that can shut our door. And I don't believe it's the government.
No.
I don't think so. I pray it isn't. But the one who could really shut our doors would be you. You. If you refuse to come, you know, we have bills to pay and we keep our air conditioning on. We got these huge air conditioners. But if you don't come, it would be hard for us to maintain and keep the doors open for 30 people. Okay? So you're the one that would close doors. Isn't that a shame? It wouldn't be the government. It wouldn't be them. It would be us, ourselves. So if you say, I'm so hungry for revival and yet I stay home because, unless you're sick. No, you don't want revival. It just, you're talking out of both corners of your mouth. If you say, I want revival and I'm just going to sleep in this morning. Oh no, you don't care about revival. You say, well, I can get revival at home. Oh, but there's something about coming into the house where the rivers of God flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm getting ready to close. I don't want to keep you with this all night. I've said what I wanted to say, but they wouldn't dare shut down the hospitals. You couldn't do that. You wouldn't dare shut down the hospitals and Costco and Home Depot and the hardware stores where the men get the things to build our homes and build things with. They wouldn't dare shut them down. But as Cindy Franklin said, the ignorance of the people doing this do not understand the power and the authority of the church and how the church would be of such a blessing to our community and to our state. And it's a blessing to our county.
Yes.
When we come together, the mental health begins to go up as people come in. We've been getting more calls than ever to pray for me. I just feel like I'm going to lose it, Pastor. I just feel like I'm going to lose it. I just want to encourage you to stay in the house with God's people.
Amen.
Would you just come into the house with us? It doesn't matter. There's no questions. We're going to love you. Maybe you haven't been here since March. And I don't know why you haven't been. So a couple of you we know, we talked about. But you need the house of God. And if it's not this church, you decide you don't want to be here. Well, go somewhere. Just get somewhere with a body of believers and let the glory of God come in. Isaiah 60 is still true. And I've hung on to it for years. When darkness covers the earth, say it with me, church. And gross darkness, the people. My glory will be seen upon you.
Amen.
He said, arise, shine, my glory has come. Amen. So stand with me tonight and remember this. You are the only one that can vote no on keeping the church doors open. So I'm asking you to vote yes with your body, with your presence, and come. I talked to a lady today that had stage 4 cancer. And she was getting a little bit weary, as you can imagine. And she said, oh, Pastor, I'm so glad the church will be open. I'll be there Sunday if I can. I'll be there. See, people run in when they know there's a need. So remember Joel 3:18. The fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord. Father, I pray that your fountain will begin to flow in the house. It'll flow from heaven, Lord. It's already flowing in the house.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, give our leaders wisdom. Yes. I pray, Lord, that when they begin to see, Lord, these little innocent children being shot. Yes. Innocent, Lord, people that are serving their community shot and killed. Lord, I know there's been others that Lord, none of them are their death. And there are bad people, Lord. There's bad cops. There's bad governors. There's bad people. There's good people. And I pray, Lord, that you would send your warring angels to help the body of Christ. Send your warring angels, Lord, teachers, and our schools. Help us to make the right decisions for our school with the right motives behind it. Help us make the right decisions, Lord, for our small businesses, Lord, and for the restaurants. Help them to have the right motives. We give you praise this night in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and thank you for tonight. The Lord bless you.